Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and now is the time to celebrate. That's right, football is here. To kick off football's 101st season, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all users a no-brainer to start the season. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. So even if Kansas City loses by 100 points, you still win with DraftKings Sportsbook. That's what we call a no-brainer. What you need to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN to take advantage of this no-brainer of an offer. That's promo code KSN to get in on all the action for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He is Dustin Hawkinsmith. On this Labor Day weekend, Mr. Dusty, how are you doing?
Oh, we're ready to grill up, my friend. I just got to get through you first.
Dusty, let's jump right into the news because we've got so much going on. First thing, I checked my notes from last week's show, Dustin, and here's how I started the show. I said, we have been hearing over the last several weeks the Big Ten season was going to start in the spring. Then we heard it's going to start in the winter. Then we heard it's going to start around Thanksgiving. And I jokingly said, if things keep going this way, we're probably going to have football in another week. Well, lo and behold, rumors all week are that the Big Ten presidents are going to get together and have a new vote, and we might actually get football in October. Is that realistic?
Does it mesh with, you know, James Franklin saying his team's going to need 4 to 6 weeks realistically to get from where they are now to playing a season? And I guess it falls in that range. It's really hard right now to tell what's fact and what's fiction. And I think it's kind of an ongoing theme that the Big Ten isn't out in front of any of these rumors and any of this stuff. You know, so Dan Patrick comes back around. He had the October 10th start date. I would love it if that's possible. I'm just a little bit leery of that information right now because there's nothing official to work off of.
Exactly. And the Big Ten, they're guilty of doing what they did after they made the decision initially, which is obviously something is going on. All right. We don't know what it is. And no one in the Big Ten will come out and tell us. Wouldn't they be better served just to come out and say, yes, we are looking into it, but there's some medical things we've got to get straight before we could say, yes, we're going to do it. Would they not be better served to just come out and tell us what's going on, Dustin?
Yeah, and even if, like, I think just like you said, saying, okay, we're looking at all possibilities, all the pros, all the cons, all the potential risk information, what this new testing might or might not do for us. There are a lot of moving parts. This is how we're looking at them. This is the committee. These are the people who are doing it. And be a little bit more straightforward about it. I think they made, you know, it was an underestimation how they thought people would respond the first time around. And I think they have not learned from that lesson just yet. And I understand, like, everything is a work in progress right now. I think everybody really understands that, but nobody really knows what the official league position is on these things. What dates are on the table and what dates are off the table? We're still just working off a report and working off speculation that the Big Ten presidents are going to vote again, but when and what are they going to vote on? You know, I think just being left in the dark this entire time has rubbed everybody the wrong way, especially as you start to see real football games on TV and you start to get closer to a point where, you know, the other Power Fives are about to get underway. People want some answers, and that's fans, but that's also, you know, parents and who, you know, other people who have a skin in the game who need to make life decisions off of what's going on. So I don't know, you know, like James Franklin expressed some real frustration early on that he didn't know all that much. And I would imagine he doesn't know a whole lot more than we do at this point.
Which is really unfortunate. Another part of this, Dustin, a few weeks ago, there was news of several Nebraska players having a lawsuit. And I believe most people dismissed that. The Big Ten conference itself dismissed it as trivial, not a big deal. But am I wrong in saying that appears to be some of the driving force in what's going on? Because they're applying pressure to the Big Ten. They're making the Big Ten give information that they obviously didn't want to put out.
Right. They have to stand in a formal setting and at least field some questions. So yeah, I think so. I mean, you add all this stuff up and everybody's been trying to put pressure on, but that broke a barrier, as you mentioned, into the legal realm where it seems like really that's the only place anything's going to get done here. So yeah, I mean, I am all for all these people using every means at their disposal to try to force some kind of finality here. Everybody wants a certain brand of finality, and I want that final decision too, but just let's get down the road here and figure these things out. And the testing portion of it and the rapid test that's becoming available, I don't know where schools or the Big Ten or anybody else is really trying to acquire these things in bulk. I know Sandy Barber mentioned something about that last week, but that could have a chance to really change the timetable completely.
Well, and towards that end, Dustin, the Pac-12 commissioner has come out and said that could be a game changer, which I found fascinating because the Pac-12 really was just sitting back, not needing to say anything because their fan base was not up in arms like the Big Ten fan base. They would be able to get away with pushing back the season, but for them to even acknowledge medical testing breakthrough could be the difference for them. Again, I'll reiterate what I said before. It seems like the perfect cover for the Big Ten to change directions.
Yeah, and if they need that cover, are you how concerned are you about public perception at this point? It doesn't appear that they are so much. So yeah, we'll see. I like to think that we're days away from getting some kind of update on what all this stuff means. But I've thought that before, and here we are. So we'll see. I think you just need a little bit of time and this latest factor with the testing to try to implement that on a wide scale. And everybody seems to feel really good about that. If you're able to solve that piece of it, you're able to get on the field faster. So let's hope that's the case.
The latest rumor going around is that the Michigan president is mucking up the works, Dustin. You think that's feasible? That's possible that's happening?
Yeah, I absolutely think that's feasible. I think it's feasible and possible that any of the presidents are gumming up the works. And then you also obviously have, you know, the president of the United States getting involved here and leaning hard in a political way. So that gums up the works in other ways. I don't know exactly how much constructive conversation happened behind the scenes, but it has all just become a huge mess, hasn't it?
Oh, it really has. And, you know, the sad part is the president getting involved, I think in some ways, the Michigan president is known to be anti-Trump. Okay. So the unfortunate thing is when politics get involved, you have politics involved. And instead of it being something that could help out, you know, is this something where the federal government could literally come in and help out, say, on that the medical testing procedures to make sure that the colleges have access to that? It could actually be a positive and not so much a negative.
Yeah, it could be, especially from the testing standpoint, because the government is going to have priority on where these things go. Now, how many are available and how can you possibly justify these going, being diverted to athletics in, at the college level, as opposed to maybe other groups of people who are, who would need them far more, the healthcare system, for example. So I don't know what choices are there to be made, but I think this is just the beautiful chaos that this was all headed towards at the very beginning, because of, you know, not being clear about anything. It's become a true spectacle.
Dustin, I like that, beautiful chaos. And speaking of which, I can't get through the show without asking you about Dr. Sebastianelli, a Penn State doctor. He came out with a comment about myocarditis that went, I don't know, viral is the right word, but it was picked up nationally, threw fear into everybody, because one third of the Big Ten players who have COVID have this heart issue. And then essentially pretty much a day or two later, it was, oh yeah, never mind. Yeah. How does this stuff keep happening?
I really felt for Sebastianelli there. And, you know, it's comments that he makes at the school board at State College High. And the way that the news cycle and information dissemination goes these days, everything is presented as final, when the reality was, and maybe he spoke too soon. He did speak too soon, for sure. Kind of had an impression that this study that hadn't been published yet had reached one conclusion, when the reality is it had reached a different conclusion. But by that time, you know, the horse is out of the barn, so to speak. That thing was taken, and people ran with it big time. Penn State, I thought, handled it pretty well, and kind of put out a statement saying, listen, he misspoke. He spoke too soon. This isn't actually the case. And there isn't, by the way, this isn't happening on Penn State's campus right now. There's a lot of people really scratching their heads, like in the SEC, where they're like, we haven't had any of these. So it's just, I think the wrong moment in the wrong social media system. And it just goes like wildfire.
Well, like everything else, the opening misstatement gets quoted and it's everywhere nationally. We see it everywhere. The retraction, that's on page 9. it doesn't get the same headlines. And it's just in general, that's the kind of thing that's happening in our whole country, I think, Dustin, where you have, and I'm using air quotes here, which makes for great radio, but the air quotes is the experts keep coming out with statements, and then later on, it's either somebody else or they themselves contradict that statement. So how is anyone supposed to understand what is really happening? All right, that's it for quarter number one. Quarter number two, Dustin, we're going to do some more news, but for actual football. Stay tuned.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout. To kick off football's 101st season, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. If Kansas City loses by 100 points, you still win. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.